Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with Gordon Chang, my colleague and co-host and friend, Jimmy Lai, a hero to the people of Hong Kong and to the people of the free world, jailed these many years, tried by the courts of the People's Republic of China, and about to be sentenced to whatever they consider appropriate for a man who spoke of freedom once upon a time as a publisher in Hong Kong. However, there is another plot twist. We welcome Mark Clifford, the author of the new book I highly recommend to catch up on the story or to stay even with it, The Troublemaker, How Jimmy Lai Became a Billionaire, Hong Kong's Greatest Dissident, and China's Fiercest Critic. Mark, a very good evening to you. The update here is the state visit, second in his presidency by Donald Trump, to Windsor Castle. An elaborate display of empire. The gold plates, the silver plates, the long table, hundreds of yards long, the ceremony at a 13-acre stone pile called Windsor Castle. All of that was the backdrop for some policy, possibly. We're learning from the London press now that the king spoke to the president fiercely about backing Ukraine. And the English press believes that that was persuasive. I did not see or hear any other topics for the king, but that is the king's business. He's head of state. Head of government, however, Mr. Starmer, who is under intense pressure from his own side with a vast majority, is in a place to act, given that Jimmy Lai is a British citizen. So, since the state visit, have you seen anything positive from the Starmer government about Mr. Lai? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening. Thanks, as always, for your interest in the case of Jimmy Lai, which I think is a real litmus test for freedom in Hong Kong, in China, and beyond. We are seeing the Starmer government start to swing into action. Jimmy Lai has been in prison nearly 5 years, and we haven't gotten a lot of real action from the British government previous to the Starmer government. Jimmy Lai is a British citizen. He came to Hong Kong as a penniless refugee at the age of 12, worked his way up, took British citizenship, and finally, the British government seems to be taking some moves to work with the U.S. government to start operationalizing, really looking at the nuts and bolts of what a release might involve. Or conversely, if this long-running national security law trial, for which Jimmy could be sent to jail for life, comes to a guilty verdict and a long sentence, I think both governments are working to make sure that the Chinese realize that there are serious consequences. But we're seeing positive signs, but I don't know what, if anything, specifically Trump and Starmer talked about relating to Jimmy Lai. As you say, it was a very full and seemingly fruitful visit, and one that I think made President Trump quite pleased.
Gordon, you have a question for our friend Mark.
Mark, there are a number of issues between Beijing and London right now. The Chinese want the approval of what's called the mega embassy in London. There is apparently retaliation against British diplomatic facilities in China, like shutting off the water and things like that. Do you think that the Starmer government must be considering all of these issues together in totality? Or do you think that they try and stovepipe them, mega embassy on one side, Jimmy Lai on the other? What's your take?
I wish they would consider them all together. The mega embassy, as you point out, Gordon, it's in the heart of London, right next to the tower and the Tower Bridge. It's the old Royal Mint. And there's real concern because there's a lot of very sensitive cabling that goes underneath the U.S. And in fact, the Dutch have expressed real concern about putting this huge embassy there, especially at a time when China's increasing its actions, its repressive, retaliatory actions, even against overseas dissidents in London and beyond. It seems that the Starmer government's main policy has been to get along, to go along. Starmer himself hopes for a visit to Beijing later this year. It seems that the trade relationship, as John pointed out, Starmer doesn't have a lot of good news going for him and needs the boost. He thinks that a trip to Beijing and the promise of stronger economic ties, stronger trade, more investment would give him. So, look, we're fighting an uphill battle against the British and their methods of diplomacy with the Chinese, which basically seem to be, as you say, Gordon, is stovepipe things, not to look at them in totality. My understanding is there has, to date at least, been no attempt to link the mega embassy to Jimmy's freedom. There are a lot of things that could. I mean, Jimmy Lai's freedom. He's a 77-year-old diabetic who's been in solitary confinement most of the last 5 years. Yes, he was a very, very popular and prominent freedom fighter, newspaper publisher, but he's an aging man now. We need to get him out. And the fact that the Brits seem to be giving the mega embassy without even getting something so simple as the release of an elderly man, a British citizen, from prison is a little bit disconcerting, to say the least.
I ask an author's question. Your book is excellent. It was published on both sides of the Atlantic. In the book reviews available out of London, was there mention of this quandary? He's a British citizen, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, I don't recall whether that was specifically tied in. Doesn't seem to be, in the kind of media discourse, the way British statecraft and diplomacy is conducted. Sure, there's a little bit of, polite criticism about the Starmer government, turning its back on human rights. I mean, for God's sake, Keir Starmer came up as a human rights lawyer. This used to be part of, British diplomacy, trying to get dissidents out in the 80s and the 90s, particularly after Tiananmen. But there does seem to be, I think Gordon's word stovepiping is exactly the right word. There's this kind of very naive belief that better ties with Beijing equals more trade and more investment, ergo help for the British economy. The last time I looked, the 2024 numbers, Chinese exports to Britain were about 70 billion pounds sterling. British exports to China were 30 billion pounds sterling. Let's say you double that, then the trade deficit is twice as big with China. So I don't get it. China's not doing anything for the British economy, and yet the Brits don't seem to be willing to go toe-to-toe and to tie together these human rights issues. I mean, Jimmy Lai is in prison because he is a British citizen who believed in British values and talked above all about Western values, about rule of law, about the legacy that the British colonial government left when it left Hong Kong and turned it over in very good shape to the Chinese in 1997. I mean, let's see some action from 10 Downing Street. And as I say, we are slowly at the operational level starting to see more movement, but the British haven't even succeeded in getting a single consular meeting with Jimmy Lai during the nearly five years that he's been in prison. The Chinese claim he's a dual national, which is just nonsense, but because he was born in China, as a judge at his trial said, "You're yellow, Mr. Lai, aren't you? You're Chinese." I mean, this is how it's a completely racially based sense of nationality. The Chinese think they own Jimmy. They think they own everybody who's born Chinese.
Mark Clifford.
And I think the British need to push back harder on that. So again, a bit of good news, but still a lot more to be done, I think.
The book is The Troublemaker by Mark Clifford. Gordon Chang, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.